Parts of Oklahoma City in the US are still reeling from a massive tornado that ripped through the area. In the wake of the disaster, one civil engineering expert in Australia is saying that we'd be underprepared if a tornado like this one was to touch down in one of our urban centres. But in Oklahoma City, 51 people have lost their lives as a result of the destruction, and many more are still missing.
I know that there are families wondering where their loved ones are, and right now we're doing everything we can as a state to get as much emergency personnel, state agencies, all the different charities that are out doing search and rescue efforts, trying to make sure that we have looked under every single piece of debris and every single building and along the roads and communities to find anyone that might be injured or might be lost from the storms that have hit the state of Oklahoma.
Emergency services personnel in Oklahoma are still searching through the wreckage for hundreds of people that remain unaccounted for. As you can hear from the voice of Oklahoma State Governor Mary Fallon, even though Oklahoma has seen many tornadoes before, the residents have been devastated and surprised by the size and force of this tornado. The images of flattened houses aren't something we expect to see here in Australia. In fact, many people think that tornadoes don't even happen here. But the experts tell a different story. Although our tornadoes are less frequent and usually less severe, they certainly happen here. Stephen McGibney is a severe weather meteorologist at the Bureau of Meteorology in Melbourne. He says that among those we have seen here and measured, we've even had one that received the same rating for intensity as the tornado that just hit Oklahoma.
The highest one that we have had in Australia before it's been recorded anyway has been an EF4. So that was in Bucca in Queensland, which is just near Bundaberg, back in 1992.
If 1992 seems comfortably in the past, there have been very recent tornadoes at a level just under that. The Oklahoma tornado, and our strongest ever recorded, was a 4 out of 5 on the Fujita scale that measures their intensity. But just months ago, we had a tornado here that was rated a 3.
In northeast Victoria, there was quite a bit of damage. I myself wasn't one of the people who was up there to assess the damage, but I certainly have seen some photos, and there was quite some significant structural damage, particularly the tornadoes went through a caravan park. So I have to stress that the level of tornadoes that we see in Australia typically are much, much more towards the lower end of the scale, but certainly stronger tornadoes aren't impossible in Australia, and they have happened before.
Even though the destructive tornadoes rarely hit our heavily populated areas, there's one civil engineering expert who says that we'll be quite underprepared if that ever does happen.
I'm just seeing that we don't really even talk about a tornado at all. We don't even ask the question, what would happen to this particular important infrastructure or a building if a tornado hits? We don't even have that discussion. So it's time to start that discussion.
Priyan Mendes is Professor of Infrastructure Engineering at Melbourne University. He says that our building codes need to be looked at if we hope to be prepared for a strong tornado hitting one of our urban centres.
We need to really improve our building codes, and also we need to start assessing our school buildings and also other infrastructure.
Is there a possibility of spending too much on this? Because despite the fact that we know that tornadoes do occur in Australia, despite what many people think, tornadoes do occur in Australia, but they are still relatively rare. Would it be possible to go overboard and sort of spend too much money on trying to eliminate what is a very small chance of damage from a tornado?
I think it's a very good question. Now, the thing is that, as I said, we can do some simple things to really improve the structures. I don't think we should be designing all our structures for all those very large tornadoes, like what happened in Oklahoma City. But we need to, again, like that word I mentioned before, the damage avoidance design, that we need to try and eliminate the damage and also to make sure that no lives are lost. So simple things can be done, which won't increase the cost that much.
Priyan Mendes, Professor in Infrastructure Engineering at Melbourne University, finishing that report.